Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored as a Kuras HaToiv for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the release of the hostages and the break in the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Yuma Daf Chav Beis in the Art School Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting five lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Chavon Beis. So the Gemara is in the middle of a sugya. When you do preparation for the Begadim of the Kohanim, and we went to speak about Mezuzah as well, the preparation needs to be done Lishma. Do you have to weave the clothing lishma? Do you have to repair the parchment lishma? And the Gemara brought a machlekes regarding mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Havina Sabi Meimar, Maplikin Lehedrit. We thought maybe the machlekes is only the Gabi Hedrit, meaning regarding doing a mezuzah that's used by an individual. Halagavoya loy, but for Hegdish, maybe you do have to have a preparation lishma. So the Gemara, Yiman Tani, the fact that it says in the Braiso, the coring of the stone needs to be done with the machshava of kodesh. Uva kodesh yichotzu, and it will be cut in kodesh. Big de kodesh sechtiyeh arigosu makodesh. The clothing of kodesh needs to be weaved in kodesh. Uva kodesh yorgu, and the weaving will be done in kodesh. The Korban Eidah says that the extra words that tell you not only have to start by kodesh, you have to complete the whole thing by kodesh. Continues the Gemara based on the elephant app. He says, this is a machlokes. Not everybody agrees with this. They asked to be l'shem l'shmo already in the beginning when you started. How do we off the gavoya plugin? So this tells you that even the gavoya there's a machlokes. So more the Tanya, bring another riot to this from Braiso. How is he kli l'gavoya? Someone who does kli l'gavoya, meaning he creates a vessel to be used for the Beis HaMikdash. Until it wasn't used by Gavoya, by Hegdish, you can use it for an individual. But once it was used by Gavoya, so then a Hedyot cannot use it. Vatani, with another hand, another Bryce that says, once it was done with Gavoya, it should not be used by a Hedyot. So says the Gemara of Chananya, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef. I'm going to use here the Girsa of Chaim that says, Tipota Shebo Mitchuma Salishko Vleis Shomu Niklum. So Moore says, it's not necessarily a machlekes. Could be that whatever is done for Gavoya is not designated Gavoya, but it could be used by a Hedyot. But what it says, you're not allowed to use by a Hedyot from the time that was done, is something which was came from Chuma Salishko. Meaning it came from money that was left in the donations that get the Beis HaMikdash. That belongs to Hegdash to begin with. That's why if you use that money, you can't use it for Hedrit. But a regular thing that was designated for Hegdash is not really considered to be Hegdash. So maybe there's no machlokes between these two braces. Continuing here to use the Girsa of Rav Chaim, says the Gemara, Rav Chunin from Rabbanon Tamon, Rav Chunin, the name of Rabbanon of Bavel, he said, Pekem machlokes. It is a machlokes. I mean, there's a machlokes is something which is done like Gavaya needs to be done Lishmo. So if you hold it done lishma, once it's done l'shem gavoya, you can't use it for hedrit. But the other man Domer says that not to be done lishma. So a person had in mind to do the gavoya, it does not become gavoya until it's actually used the gavoya. Kedush the Gemara says klishoris be'moisahim gudeshim. When does klishoris become kadosh? It belongs to hekdesh. Miyad, meaning right away they make it kadosh. Or b'shasatashish, only when they use it the first time. In tira miyad nichol. If you say it's right away when they make it kadosh, then I understand. In Tehrimish as a Tashmish, Keachasim Gdoishim. But if you tell me that it's only when you use it, so at the same moment that you use it, it becomes Kadosh, and also you need to use it, Dover Kadosh. For example, you take a Kli to accept the blood. The blood needs to be accepted by Kli Sharis. This Kli is not Kadosh until you accept it. So at the same moment, it accepts the blood and also becomes Kadosh. So does that work? Reb Chaim adds that the Kli needs to be Mekadosh the blood. And here the blood is Mekadosh the Kli. So the Gemara is wondering that it can happen at one time. So the Gemara Nicha Shel Moshe, the Kelim of Moshe Rabbeinu, she is Katshu B'Shemen HaMishcha. That was Shemen HaMishcha made a Kodesh. But when Shleimo, Echadim Gideshim is Katshim, what time Shleimo HaMelech, didn't have Shemen HaMishcha, they didn't use Shemen HaMishcha for the Kelim at least. So we mainly, at one moment, when they started using the Kelim, that's when it became Kodesh, and that's what it made the Avoid of Kodesh. So the Gemara maybe not, because it's law, it's me fani mitoch shel Moshe letoch shel Shleimo. What they did was, they took from the content that was in Moshe Rabbeinu's kelim, put it into Shleimo HaMelech's kelim. So the Kli of Moshe made the blood Kodesh. Then they took the blood, put it in the Kli of Shleimo, and then it made the Kli of Shleimo Kodesh. So the blood became Kodesh because of the Kli of Moshe, and then it was Mekadesh, Kli of Shleimo. So the Gemara law, Yashem shel Moshe. What happens if there wasn't a Kli of Moshe, or it wasn't right when it went into Eretz Yisrael? So then you have to say, Ke'achasim g'dei shu miskachim. Then you have to say, you're right. It becomes in one moment. It says in one other example. When they came back from the Goylo, meaning in Golos Babel, they came with Beis Mikdash Sheni. They took from the Kelim of Shloimo into their own vessels. What happens if you don't have the Kelim of Shloimo? You have to say that all happened in one shot, that the blood that went into the Kli made the Kli Kaddish, and also the blood became Kaddish by going into the Kli. When you have stones that are designated for a mace, also special pasuk teaches you that you're not allowed in Jewish something designated for a mace. But if it's the shame chayv or the shame mace, it was done for both. You're allowed to enjoy it. They threw a kli, a vessel next to the bed of the mace, in the mindset to have it associated with the mace. If it's within arba amis, also bano, you're not allowed to enjoy it. Kol chutz arba amis, mutar bano. If it's out of arba amis, is mutar. Continues the Gemara now, going back to avoid this according to Yom Kippur, it says, "Nitzohim mechamesh tefilos v'asor kedushim toivul mekadosh boi b'yom." The Kohen Gadol goes 5 times to the mikvah, and 10 times he washes his hands and legs from the kiyor in that day. Says the Gemara, "Minayin sheshnei kedushei yadayim v'aglayim al kol tefilah v'tefilah." How do you know for every tefilah, every time he went to the mikvah, he did kedushei yadayim v'aglayim twice, once before the tefilah, once after the tefilah? Answers the Gemara, "Tomud loymar, we're holding the chov beis amud beis." The pasuk there in Yom Kippurim says, "Upashat is big the abad shelovash mevoyel kodesh." He removes the clothes, and then it says, "Verochat is b'seir b'mayim b'mogu kodesh." And then he will wash his basar, and then it says, "Velovash is begodov." Then it says he's going to wear the clothing. So Reb Chaim points out there's no need to say verochat. Where he says that he's going to the mikvah. So why did it say again? To tell you this goes on both words that you have, the word before and word after. On removing the clothes, it says verochatz, and on putting the clothes, it says verochatz. To say there's a rechitza for each one of them, for the pshita and for the levisha. Uposha verochatz, velovash, verochatz, velovash. So they want mablozo, bab shimin, vidinu. Make sense? Mayim bimoko shein no toin tfilo. Toin kiddush dar maglaim. And a regular day when you go into Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to go to the mikvah. But you have to wash your hands and legs. Kan shu toin tfilo. Lekolshken shu toin kiddush dar maglaim. Here they need to go to the mikvah. That's the din Yom Kippurim. So of course he needs kiddush dar maglaim. So they want tol chamash eveso. The raya, the logical argument you want to say, is not a good one. You do kiddush maglaim only once, then for the entire day. You're going to do avoido. So here you're going to do. You want to do now 10 kiddush maglaim. So you can't learn from a place you do only once to a place you want to do 10. So the Gemara, we have a different pasuk. Tomud loyimah who pashat is big diabad. Says he removed big diabad. Shen tomud loyimah asher lovash. Why have to say the word asher lovash? Did we think, of course, what is he going to remove? When a person takes out his clothes, he's wearing the clothes, and he's removing the clothes that he's wearing. You have a hekesh, pshita levish, removing the clothes and wearing the clothing. Ma levish, bekidush dar maglaim. Same with levish, you need to do kidush dar maglaim. A pshita bekidush dar maglaim, so removing the clothes is kidush dar maglaim. Omar mono, lo mistabra de loy chilufin. You have to say the opposite. Hikish levisha lepshita. Not that he's doing a hekish be from pshita to levisha, but from levisha to pshita. Ma pshita b'kiddush dar maglaim, av levisha b'kiddush dar maglaim. When he removes the clothes, he does kiddush dar maglaim. So you do a hekish to when you put on the clothes. What's the kudah of the Gemara? The Gemara here is saying, what is more pasha? When it says kiddush dar maglaim, is when he's removing the clothes or when he's putting on the clothes? So again, the Gemara says, when you put on the clothes. Says the Gemara, no, it's when you remove the clothes, because that comes first. So removing the clothes requires kiddush dar maglaim, if it says only once. Now you have a hekesh to tell you not only when you remove the clothes, but also when you put on the clothes. And this is the limud that the Gemara brings from Elazar Rav Shimon, that did not agree with the first limud of the Gemara, that when it says, it's as if it says v'rochatz alavash again. He did not agree with that limud, so therefore you need another pasuk to tell you a makor that you do 10 kiddush in Yom Kippur. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says that in the morning he wears pilusin. He wears this clothing of pilusin, but in the evening he's wearing handovin. Ask the Gemara of ein cheni shel pilusim yofim in a region shel handovin. Why does he have to change the material that he uses in the evening? You want to say the evening is less than the morning, so just wear the second best material of pilusin. because the second Bezel Pilusin is greater, is more valuable than the first level of Handovin. So instead of changing to Handovin, just wear second level of Pilusin. Says the Gemara, Mishumilo de Shama Perute. Rabbi Chaim brings two ways to explain it. Either pshat is that it's more important to take something which is the best. And Piruti here means Mufchor. It's the best to eat when it's called Mufchor. Meaning, I prefer to take a lower level material, but the best of that material, than to take the second best of a better material. Rabbi Chaim brings another explanation, brings another girso. The Gemara is asking that Handovin is a better material than Pilusin. So well, it doesn't matter if it's better material. Pilusin is more expensive. And you go based on the value that it's in the market. That's milo de shamo perute, meaning what makes the chashivus is how much it's worth in the market. So what Tama Tanim we learned over there, Rishon Sheberishon in Lemalo Himenu, referring to the oil that comes to the menachas. And there's three different stages of harvest that you do in the olives. So the first harvest is the best. And within the first harvest, the first press that you do, that's the best of all. So a region should be region in Lamalimon, that's the best that can be. Hasheni should be region, the second pressing of the first harvest. Vei region should be sheni, the first pressing of the second harvest, shoving, that's equal. So it's more of a sheni should be region, yofim in a region should be sheni. Isn't it true that the second level in the first harvest is better than the first pressing of the second harvest? So why are you saying it's equal? The same answer. So according to the first pshat, because it's better to have the best of the second one than the second best of the first one. So that's why it's equal, even though really, in terms of value, the second of the first one is a better value. Or we're saying the reason why it's equal, because in the market, they're worth the same. So something more Micah, what is really the reason that in the morning you have to have a more valuable material than the evening? It says bad four times. For mich aktiv bad, and then even it says bad only once. It says, he brought the clothing of Bikti Kihuno and he spent it in Me'ah money. Because he could spend as much as he wanted, as the Mishnah said. And with this he did a korv on the Mizbeach. He wore clothing were worth 20,000. He wanted to do a void on the Mizbeach. The other Kohanim said you cannot do it. It was such a fine material that you could see his body from here. He looked naked. So what did he do in order to cover himself up? He filled it with water. And he surrounded his Mizbeach 7 times. By filling it with water so it wasn't so clear. And then he was doing a kafa around the Mizbeach 7 times because it was mechabed the avoida so much. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Yumo Davchov Beis.